Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Welcome to the program here. We are doing a live episode tonight to interrupt slightly the flow from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which just kicked off today. And there's a reason for it. Aria and the crew up there did put together an episode, but we want to make sure we have one in the can for Wednesday. Because Bonnie and I are planning on going up to the campground. We're still waiting to find out when we can be there because there's certain restrictions on me as far as how long I can be out and when I have to be back. And so we're just trying to figure that out. But we are definitely planning on going up there. So just to make sure that, you know, everything airs without issue on Wednesday night, we're just going to take a break and we'll do a local live show here tonight. Although it's not entirely local, Ian and Bonnie are going to be here in the studio, but remotely we have Mark Edge. Hey, Mark.
Here I am, Mexico City.
Here it's a little tough to breathe down there.
Yeah, the air quality has been back and forth here, and it's not been that great. I guess there's a mountain erupting some miles away, closer to the city of Puebla than it is to Mexico City, but there's a lot of people in Mexico City, and I'm afraid, no, I can't pronounce the name of the erupting volcano. I know everybody wants me to.
How far away is it from the city?
40 miles, probably. Okay.
So it's like some days are better than others. I mean, has this been going off for some number of days?
Weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing. I just figured, boom, it goes off, shoots up its lava, and then that's the end of it. I did not know it was an ongoing affair.
Yeah, it's Popocatépetl. And I think there's actually two of them going off. And in reality, Ian, it shows how few places you've lived. The entire big island of Hawaii has been basically active the entire time you've been alive. And
just an active volcano doesn't mean it's erupting.
Okay, well, it's spewing. The problem is the gases that are getting spewed into the air, not like shooting magma skyward.
I see.
And that's the issue. And plus, of course, this is the largest city in the Western Hemisphere. Sorry, New York. And there's a lot of cars and stuff. So, there's that.
How many people live in Mexico City? You said it's larger than New York?
It's larger than New York. This is one of those difficult ones to answer.
Mm-hmm. Is it difficult because it's hard to measure like where people live or something like that?
Especially in Mexico, it is hard to measure population. Yep.
Well,
but, I'm looking up the answer to your question.
The internet
right
says 9.2 million.
Right. But I mean, is that the metro? Is it the inside the city limits and, all that stuff?
Yeah, I think that they say that New York City gets up to 15 during the day, but those people don't actually live there.
Right.
So that's something.
And looks like Wikipedia is doing a fundraiser.
All right, so we got stuff to talk about here tonight. I know, Mark, you're a big Marvel fan, so coming up you want to tell us about The Punisher, which is apparently being canceled. We'll explain why that is coming up here in moments. But a couple of days ago, actually a few days ago now, there was some news that hackers would be targeting certain targets within the governments and the banking systems of the United States and Europe as well. I don't know if you heard about this, Mark, but Anonymous is back, apparently. You remember them from, 10, 15 years ago?
How would you know if they ever left?
Well, I mean, they haven't been in the news, at the very least, in the last several years.
What I'm saying is they don't have a membership card. And
this is true.
If they decide to go and, somebody decides to call themselves Anonymous, how do I know it was one of the, you know, the first group that called themselves Anonymous?
We don't.
I don't know how to root for this group.
They're not always worth rooting for. I mean, it's just, like you said, anybody can call themselves Anonymous, and so sometimes they get political with their attacks, and sometimes they strike at interesting targets, and of course, you know, taking down the central banking system would be an interesting thing for them to do. I don't think that's likely what we're going to see come out of this, but there was, one of those Anonymous videos that was posted, according to CoinGraph News on Twitter. They cite certain hacker groups that are allegedly uniting for a campaign, and they claim they're going to paralyze the SWIFT system, which, of course, is the payment system between international banks that you may have heard of if you were paying attention to the Russian sanctions that were placed on Russia. One of those sanctions was they were banned from using SWIFT to transfer money. And so apparently they're claiming that three groups are involved in this: Killnet, Revil, and Anonymous Sudan. Now, whether anything has actually come out of this, it's hard to say, because there have been some news stories about different targets being hit. So, for instance, a recent story was over the weekend, the U.S. Energy Department, according to Reuters, got two ransom notices as what they're calling the Move-It hack is claiming more victims. The ransom request came in from Russian-linked extortion group CIOP, at both its nuclear waste facility and scientific education facility that were hit by this global hacking campaign. The DOE contractor, Oak Ridge Associated Universities in Waste Isolation Pilot Plant in New Mexico for defense-related radioactive nuclear waste, were hit in the attack. Data was compromised, they said, at the two entities after hackers breached their systems through a security flaw in the file transfer tool Move-It Transfer. The software is widely used by organizations around the world to share sensitive data, and apparently they found some sort of an exploit in there to target these various different government agencies, from U.S. government departments to the U.K.'s telecom regulator and energy giant Shell. A range of victims have emerged since Burlington, Massachusetts-based Progress Software found the security flaw in its Move-It Transfer product last month. So they are coming after these agencies. The ransom request came into the DOE in emails to the facility. I don't know if they're going to tell us what kind of ransom they're looking for. The DOE, which manages the U.S. nuclear weapons and waste sites for the military, notified Congress of the breach. CIOP did not respond to requests for comment, but in a post on its website, it said, quote, "We don't have any government data," and suggested that should the hackers inadvertently have picked up such data in their mass theft, quote, "we still do the polite thing and delete all." So they're not, I don't know if they're saying they're not going to extort them. It sounds like it might just be ransomware. It sounds like they might have locked up their systems and are just simply demanding a payment. This may not be
in Bitcoin?
Well, that's what they're not saying here. They're not saying whether it's Bitcoin or whether it's Monero. I think most of the ransomware attacks have been migrating to Monero, from what I've heard, at least. It would make sense, right? You don't want to use Bitcoin for your ransomware. I mean, that's kind of like 2013 level kind of attacks. When you could instead use Monero.
Because it can easily be traced.
Correct. So that's what's going on with that. If you want to join the show, the number is 603-283-6160. There was also a story over at Politico prior to this about these different attacks by CLOP, which is allegedly a Russian extortion gang. Now, this is different than the hackers from Anonymous, who were claiming that they were going to bring some big attack against the banking system itself. And here's their video that they released at the end of last week. This is from the Anonymous group, which said the following here. I've got it queued up.
"Today, we are a direct threat to all European banks. European banks, you will soon be witnessing the most powerful cyber attack in the recent history of the world. Be prepared, because when we strike, it will be too late to make amends. Many European banks will be targeted and we will hit without mercy.
Now, why would they announce it in advance, though? That's the question. I mean, is this even a real thing, or are they just trying to gin up some attention for their groups? I have not personally heard...
Well, wouldn't it be really bad, an idea to get attention and then not do it?
Yeah.
And get attention, and then people be like, oh, they don't do what they say.
But why would you want your target to, like, lock down and potentially be aware that there may be a strike coming? So, I mean, it just doesn't really make a whole lot of sense as to why they would announce this.
Well, they say in the video later, they say this is not a warning. So maybe they're, absolutely sure that they can do it no matter what the banks try to do.
Well, I haven't heard about any kind of banking takedowns yet. I mean, but then again, we don't necessarily subscribe to European news feeds. So if you guys out there listening know of anything about it, feel free to weigh in here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here's the rest of their thread.
John Madden. The reason for this is money. If God rules Russia, then who rules Europe? That's right, the banking system. No money, no problem. Revel is sufficiently familiar with the European financial infrastructure. See you soon.
This is not a DDoS attack. Games are over. We call on all active groups to engage in destructive activities against the European banking system. No money, no weapons, no key regime. This is the formula for the death of Nazism, and it will work. Within 48 hours, we are launching this global company. Nothing will save you, and this is not a warning. I am just informing you. You have never seen such problems before. We are killing it.
You know, it sounds really exciting.
Sounds Russian is what it sounds like.
Well, that's what it's supposed to be. That's, the alleged...
Apparently God rules Russia.
Yeah, they definitely did make some comments about Russia.
I can say that the Ukrainian forces that are using Nazi symbols aren't helping the scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm all for scaring your opponents, and the most evil group, as far as Russians are concerned, are the Nazis, because they fought a terrible war against them. And if the Ukrainians are trying to scare the Russians by putting swastikas and the like on their helmets, they're also scaring the world in the process.
Yep, so it's hard not to cheer these guys on. You know, if they were actually going to take down the European banking system or the U.S. Banking system, I mean...
I didn't hear much about the U.S. banking system.
They didn't actually mention the U.S. system in there.
I don't think
the Russians want the U.S. system after them.
I just did a quick look, like, European banks, comma, news, and I didn't see anything.
Yeah.
Apparently, there is something going on with Credit Suisse, but it doesn't look that big. It's just, I don't know, they're... People who look into how their, things are going for Credit Suisse found failings,
mm-hmm.
quote unquote. But that's not the same as being attacked by hackers.
No, definitely not the same. So.
And that's Swiss, and they're not EU.
Oh.
Oh, really? The Swiss didn't join?
They're part. This is a complicated question, but no, Switzerland is not part of the EU.
You know, since we're talking about the European Union, I think you had some news about the French president. Emmanuel Macron, who sounds like he's cozying up with BRICS, which is, of course, the other big group of countries out there, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa.
Well, I do have to say, I don't think they used the word European Union in the video we just listened to either.
They said European banks.
Yeah, they said European banks.
Right.
I don't know where Switzerland nationally stands on this Ukrainian-Russian war, but I suspect they're neutral.
Okay.
Credit Suisse has its own problems right now as far as solvency goes, and my guess is that's what's the issue.
Yeah, no, I didn't think it was related.
Yeah.
I thought we heard some number of months ago that Switzerland had taken a side and was backing Ukraine.
You know what? You guys are covering this a heck of a lot more than I have been.
Yeah, and it was noteworthy because they broke decades and decades of being completely... non-taking a side, or whatever terminology.
Neutral.
Yeah, neutral, thank you.
Well, Liechtenstein still hasn't taken a side.
Okay, that's good to know.
And I'm surprised when you mentioned the French president's name. I've been next to you when you've ordered a croissant, and I figured you'd go with the full Macron.
Oh, I didn't? Okay.
No.
Well, anyway.
From BNN.network, French President Emmanuel Macron has reportedly asked the South African President Cyril Ramaphosa for an invitation to the upcoming BRICS summit in Pretoria, a move that could signal a shift in France's foreign policy amid the ongoing war in Ukraine. According to the French newspaper La Pignon, Macron made the request during a phone call with Ramaphosa on June 3, 2023. The paper cited diplomatic sources as saying that Macron wanted to exchange views with the leaders of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, who are expected to meet in late July or early August for their 15th annual summit. Macron's interest in joining the BRICS summit comes at a time when France is facing increased pressure from its NATO allies, especially the U.S. and U.K., to take a tougher stance against Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. France has been reluctant to impose harsh sanctions on Moscow or to provide lethal weapons to Kyiv, fearing that it would escalate the conflict and damage its economic and strategic interests in Europe and Africa. We need to remember that France is the final standing empire.
What do you mean by that?
Well, an empire would be defined as sort of a nation state that attempts to have huge and wide-ranging territory far and wide, right?
I mean, they have some islands, right?
Yeah, they have a lot of them. If you look at the value of that today is the oil drilling rights around each of these things, the mineral rights.
Don't they also have like African countries, or is that over and those people just still speak French?
I don't know the answer to that, but
good question.
France never really gave up its stuff. You know, England did, the United States did, but France didn't.
Well, I mean, the United States has hundreds of military bases stationed all around the planet. I mean, if anything meets the definition of empire, it's the U.S. They're more likely to send a military to invade you if you're doing something as a government elsewhere in the world that the U.S. government doesn't like. I mean, France, you don't hear as much about them doing the same thing.
The term that is used for the United States is a hegemony, right? So the idea is that you get to keep your leaders as long as they do what we want, versus France, which is you don't. You know, we're in charge. You're at best a puppet state, and in most cases not. But I think that what we're seeing now, the value of having kept its empire is all these drilling rights all over the place. And you know, they don't want to give that kind of stuff up. France has repeatedly sort of made the idea know that they would like to see Russia join NATO and a variety of things. So France does not seem to be on board with this whole Kyiv-Russia thing, the blue and the gold and all that.
Yeah, they have been, as the article I think mentions, kind of cozying up to some extent to Putin, it seems like, throughout all of this, and they're trying to keep their options open. I mean, you can't really blame them for not wanting to take one side or the other particularly heavily.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of people would like to blame them. They would like to say that Russia is the evil actor in this and that Ukraine is an innocent bystander, and why in the world would they send in troops? But it kind of reminds me of 9/11. Americans felt like foreign policy started on 9/11/2001, and that, you know, we were attacked, and they had no idea. Well, I mean, you know, the United States was attacked, there's no doubt. But what they didn't realize was, hey, the United States' foreign policy inside the Middle East had been going on for decades, and those people were sick and tired of it, and a small group of them went out and attacked. And that's essentially kind of how people are approaching, and I don't know whether it's just Americans, that's the most of the places I've been, but are approaching this Ukraine and Russian conflict the same way. I'm not rooting for Russia. I'm simply saying that Ukraine has some territory to its east that it seems like there's a high concentration of people who self-identify as Russian. And in my opinion, I would support everywhere else in the world a group of people who wanted to secede from a nation and go to another nation.
Right.
I support them.
Yeah.
Now, should I change my opinion for Russia, for people that are Russian?
Definitely not. What were you saying, Bonnie?
Oh, I just looked it up, and I don't know about any country in Africa, but Senegal apparently declared independence in 1960.
So from France?
Yeah. So that's another one that we can bring up when people are like, what's going to happen? I don't think there was some kind of...
Oh, you mean France didn't invade Senegal?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that millions didn't die or get nuked or something.
That's good to know. What else, Mark?
Going on, Macron's interest in joining BRICS summit comes at a time when France is facing increased pressure from its NATO allies, especially the U.S. and U.K., to take a tougher stance against Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. France has been reluctant to impose harsh sanctions on Moscow or to provide lethal weapons to Kyiv, figuring it could escalate the conflict and damage its economic and strategic interests in Europe and Africa. Sorry, I read that.
Well, Macron has, as I understand it, they're actually friendly towards nuclear power, so they're a little more... I guess, able to take care of themselves as far as energy policy is concerned, unlike some of these other European states. But that said, they probably still don't want to shut off the access to Russian oil in the same way that the rest of Europe appears to be willing to do. And again, you can't blame them at all for taking a neutral position, or what seems like a fairly neutral position. And the upcoming BRICS summit, which I believe is later this summer, if I recall correctly, is going to be interesting because they've got something like, I think, as many as 19 nations that are in various different states of applying for BRICS membership.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know how many of those are going
to be. And none of them are the U.S.
Of course
not. Like, this is essentially the organization to compete with the United States' hegemony around the world. And,
yeah, this is to compete with, like, the G7. Or whatever you want to call it, the biggies, the U.S., Canada, U.K., those guys, they got their own organizations. Japan, I think, is in there in G7. France might even be in there. I presume France is in
G7. I presume France is part of the G7, too. France has had a long history of not, you know, marching to the U.S.'s drumbeat. And I believe firmly that that's the reason that there's all this sort of French hate in the U.S. Now, every once in a while, you know, there's a good meme out there. What's my favorite is a French World War II rifle, practically new, only dropped once. And, you know, it's a good joke. But in reality, you know, under de Gaulle, they didn't like it when the United States took the dollar off the gold standard, and there was a long dispute over that. The U.S. owed France money, and France didn't like that it devalued its currency.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, Macron has been critical of the U.S.-led global order, which he believes is unfair and outdated. He has called for a new multilateralism that would give more voice and influence to emerging powers and regions. In a speech in Bratislava, in wherever that is, somebody look it up, May 2023, he proposed guarantees to Ukraine that match those provided by the U.S. to Israel, as well as a new security and architecture for Europe that would include Russia.
All right, we're going to continue here in moments. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Of course, you can bring up absolutely anything that you might want to discuss. And coming up, we'll talk about the end of the Punisher comic book franchise.
It's in Slovakia.
And more on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yeah. USA News update. A search and rescue operation is underway for a missing submarine that was exploring the Titanic wreckage. The Coast Guard reports five people are on board. Led by OceanGate Expeditions, the expedition began in St. John's, Newfoundland. The Titanic wreck rests about 12,500 feet deep in the Atlantic Ocean. Former President Trump said that the National Archives only needed to say one simple thing to retrieve classified documents.
Please, 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 could we have it back?
In an interview with Fox News, Trump addressed the issue of the archives subpoenaing him and mentioned that the boxes of documents were mixed with his personal belongings. Recently, Trump was arraigned on federal charges relating to his handling of classified documents. The Biden administration is rolling out $600 million in investments to help coastal communities fight climate change. President Biden made the announcement today after touring a nature preserve in Palo Alto, California. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and you can join the show. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live, and this hour of the show is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is a cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. It's been around for quite some time. In fact, it is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies out there, and it's still going strong. The folks over at Dash are involved in what is the very first, the world's first, decentralized autonomous organization. And if you're into the world of cryptocurrency these days, you hear a lot about DAOs, decentralized autonomous organizations. But Dash did it first, and they did a pretty good job with it. Every month, 10% of Dash's mining rewards go into a treasury. And anyone that has one Dash, and that's like just over $30 right now, Dash is on sale, can put forward that Dash to put a proposal up that the Dash masternodes then decide how to vote on. They vet the proposals, they decide which ones move forward, and are funded by that treasury. In fact, that's exactly how we got this sponsorship. Nowadays, again, DAOs are all over the place, but Dash paved the way and did it first. It's one of the oldest cryptos. You can get it on exchanges. It's in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get. It's easy to use Dash. You can start by learning more at Dash.org. And thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. You can visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. That is dash.org. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, we're going to start out with Renee in Louisiana. Renee, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering about the economy. I mean, you know, and the left and how it perceives the economy. It's I know the right. I feel the right always wants to be greedy, pay less, work people harder for more with less benefits. But that kind of eats me up when the left's supposed to be the champion of paychecks and stuff, and they also have big tech that want to do plan obsolescence. I mean, and instead of do a percentage thing, not all jobs can pay equally. It's like a no-win situation. Every time every time they raise the wages, you know, everything goes up.
Yes, that's how the economy works. I mean, the wages, by the way, went up recently simply because they increased the money supply by dramatically printing a ton of money into the economy, and so therefore businesses had to raise wages in order to kind of keep up with the Joneses to some extent. But I think to the point that you first made, Renee, the people who are, you know, looking on one side or the other for some sort of a savior are going to continue to be disappointed because both the Republicans and the Democrats are just here to take advantage of you. Neither of these sides are interested in helping the quote-unquote little guy. They're here to use you.
I think the Republicans say that. You know, there's a series of lies that the parties tell. One of the lies that is told is the Democrat Party is out there for the little guy. Mm-hmm. And, the Democrat Party is run by millionaires. You can see everybody who gets into office. It doesn't take them long before they become millionaires, too. And this is, you know, it's the same thing over and over again. Keep voting for these two teams and expect the same stuff.
But, I mean, who else can you vote for? I mean, the libertarians are out there some places, sometimes, but, of course, not enough people are willing to vote for them, it seems, because everybody suffers under this wasted vote syndrome. They feel like they got to vote for the lesser of two evils, even though we've seen time and time again that the lesser of two evils just still gives us evil, and it's not really any that different between one side or the other.
Can I add some more?
Yeah, of course.
Theodore Roosevelt is the only president, the second time he's a vice president, the only president in American history that ran independent, like third party and won. The only. Theodore Roosevelt.
Did the Bull Moose Party win?
Well, I don't know what kind of party he belonged to, but he was like the only one that won third party. Hmm. If I don't have my history incorrect.
Well, it could be true. I mean, they might have actually given third parties a fair shake back then, whereas nowadays the Republicans and Democrats have written the rules to where third parties are completely excluded from any kind of fairness in this competition. It's hard for them to get on the ballot. It's hard for them to get into debates. And then even as we saw in the most recent election in 2022, even when they are allowed into a debate, as Shane Hazel was down in Georgia, the Libertarian Party's gubernatorial candidate down there, Shane Hazel he didn't even get into 1% of the vote.
He did great, and it was getting, like, viral. Like, people were sharing that all over the place, like,
right.
His answers in the debates.
He did a really good job.
I thought that there was going to be more than a percent.
Yep. 1%. Not even 1%. I think it was 0.7, I recall correctly. So, I mean, I wish I could be more optimistic, but generally I don't think there is much optimism to be had for the future of freedom in the United States.
As a poor person, I never felt that I was being helped by some president. I never even thought that way. Mm-hmm. Like, what could they do to help me or change, like, my situation? Like, whenever they were giving out money during COVID, I was making at least just as much money doing Uber Eats because that went, like, crazy because people didn't want to leave their houses.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have to be like, oh, I got this money from the government. I owe the government my money.
Yes, Renee.
Two more things, please.
Yes.
One, I found out on my own that I don't know what's wrong with American culture. People inspired me. If you get certificates and move, to another job, that's the only way you get better than some jobs. And the second thing is, once again, I think I asked somebody that, might have been y'all, what happened to all this giveaway money for COVID when my taxes came? They took it back. Is it in a slush fund? Is it, I don't know where it went to. Did it help make soluble the nation's debt? Did it go
went to all the big corporations, the money they handed out.
The United States government is $31 trillion in debt.
It just crossed 32.
$32 trillion in debt. Ding, ding.
Yeah, yeah.
It's never been more in debt in its life. This is the only organization that can steal money wholesale but still be in debt.
Thank you, Renee, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Yeah, remember, it was, what, 2 weeks ago that they came to their big agreement, which everybody knew they were going to come to. There was all this hubbub over, oh, God, the government might shut down. And, of course, they avoided that and raised the debt ceiling. I believe they suspended the debt ceiling until 2025, which means it is open season for government spending between now and the next election.
Yeah, I mean, this is the equivalent of having a crack addict uncle and him just coming and demanding money from you again, mm-hmm. and you being like, well, no, I don't think I'm going to do it this time. And he's like, I'm going to be back here at the end of the week, and you better have my money, and giving it to him this time. These people produce nothing. They demonstrated themselves to be completely self-interested to the point of evil. And the United States, they have the United States people convinced that if they don't give more money to these crooked thieves, that somehow the whole world's just going to collapse.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're in a situation in the United States where, you know, I don't think there is any future for freedom in the United States, with the exception of perhaps the Free State Project, where if you get enough people together of a like mindset, you may actually have a chance. I was just actually on Gardner Goldsmith's show just before we started Free Talk Live. He had me on. He's doing a regular show again, Mark. I don't know if you were aware of that, but
no, I wasn't.
Old Guard Dog's back.
He's very
at
talented.
It. Yeah,
very talented.
He's back.
What's
at
his
it
website?
I don't know off the top
Liberty
of my
Conspiracy?
Head.
Conspiracy?
That's the name of his show, but I don't know what the web URL is. But he's on, I think he's on Rofkin, which I'd never heard of before, and he's on Rumble. So I bet you if you look for Gardner Goldsmith on Rumble there. And I'll get a link up. Actually, if you go to freetalklive.com, I did post my previous interview with Gard there, and I bet you'd be able to find past episodes if you go and link to wherever that thing is. So just go to freetalklive.com.
I just searched Liberty Conspiracy Gardner Goldsmith and came up with Gardner Goldsmith Substack and like that.
Yep, there you go. Yeah, so he's back at it. And we were talking about the Democrat chairman here in New Hampshire who wrote a letter to RFK Jr., which we read, I think it was Friday night on the show. He wrote a letter to RFK Jr. trying to convince him not to attend the Porcupine Freedom Festival and not to speak to the libertarians there at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Who did that?
This was the chairman of the Democratic Party of New Hampshire.
This is the party that is doing everything to keep RFK Jr. down.
Correct.
Is asking him not to talk to the libertarians.
That's right. And, of course, it was just basically an unintentional endorsement of the Free State Project and how
these people are getting really powerful in
right
the state.
These people are really influential. They're really dangerous, you know, terminology like that. Very similar to what we saw in the NBC Boston documentary series when they interviewed the haters of the Free State Project there at NBCBoston.com/freestate. But, I mean, this is the chairman of the Democratic Party railing against the Free State Project. And I pointed out to Gard, as we did last week when we discussed this, it's like this is proof positive that the Free Staters are having an effect here. The Democratic Party chairman in every other state, all the other 49 states, not a single Democratic Party chairman has ever written any kind of letter in regards to what the Libertarian
Party... Watch out for those libertarians!
Yeah, never.
You know,
it's never happened.
I do agree with you on this, Ian, but I would caution you with your elation, right? what happens with political parties as they get more popular is they make more compromises.
Well, that's what exactly what the Free State Project is doing, inviting RFK to speak there at all. I think it's just like if we're a small group of people, we're unpopular, and we want to be more popular, we should do it on our own merit, not, look, we got the Democrats and Republicans to hang out with us.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't make you more popular. Makes you a loser who doesn't understand how to be cool on your own merits.
Yep, and you're right, Mark. Compromise is sort of the nature of the political process, and it's one of the things that is disgusting.
And that's why presidents tend to be moderates. I mean, if you look at Barack Obama pre-election, he's not a moderate dude. But you look at him post-election, he had a pretty moderate presidency by all standards.
Basically, Trump did, too. Like, Trump was running, and everybody was like, he's going to make Milo Yiannopoulos his spokesperson, or whatever it's called. And then he put in a bunch of swamp creatures and basically did nothing that he said he would do. He didn't build the wall.
He just needs 4 more years, Bonnie.
Oh, yeah.
And then
he wanted to be king of the swamp, not to drain it.
Yeah, as it turns out. So if you want to comment, you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. Let's go to Ricky in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you there, Brother Ian, Brother Mark, Miss Bonnie. Good evening.
What's on your mind, Ricky?
Well, I heard you talking about hackers, and this is something related. And I'll probably say a little bit about this to those that are unfamiliar. Now, in 2017, before my dramatic disappearance off the planet, in 18, I was named most unique personality hit the internet in a decade on Skype Underground.
Wow. Right?
Now, what are they? Well, they're not for the faint of heart. First of all, they're anything goes, but also it's hacker paradise. It can be quite a bit dangerous. But
okay, so you're saying hackers named you the most unique personality on the internet?
No, not well. Yes, they're all. Everybody's a hacker on there, but people like Andy Christ, Twitch,
I don't know who that is.
Zero. Now, that's what the point of this story is. Just to give an inkling of, like, when things come to hacking. Now, my friend Zero was a close friend of mine. He was the most famous hacker ever to hit the underground on Skype. And we did have the group, the Confederacy. Now, we were very close. Now, sometimes we'd been in the room alone, though, and we'd talk. And I remember, I can't talk about the goings-on in there, but I will say this. He would
in
say
the same bedroom?
No, a chat room.
No, chat. Well, you know, your audio, video, things like that. Mm-hmm. But see, he would say to me, say, Rick, and he'd get upset and a little emotional. See, because he would do things, and he'd say, I don't know if it's okay. He knows it's not all right, and he'd feel bad. See, it's okay to talk about it. Well, it's okay to talk about it because he may not be even around anymore.
Mm.
He was terminal with cancer.
Okay.
And he would do things that even he, when it came to hacking, didn't feel good about.
Like what?
And this is where it comes to, well, let's say things involving money. Reason why, he says, Rick, I do it so I can have my medication. And that was the reason. We're not talking just hacking Netflix for a little freebie or a pizza, a little worse than that. You know, and that's something to really think about. And I would say to him, well, Zero, you know, yeah, you're right, but you know what? And it's a thin line.
I don't think so. I think it's a clear, bright, neon orange line that you don't harm other people just for your own benefit and saying, oh, I'm just doing my job. Oh, I just need to feed my family. I just need to buy my cancer medication. Doesn't make it right.
Would you just let the man die?
I just think he has other options.
How?
I don't know. Charity? I don't know his whole life.
He could ask people.
He could do nothing
help.
But now hack and take out money from people. It was his only option.
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel real
hackers,
bad.
Hackers, this term is widely used, and who knows exactly what it means, but hackers often do white hat hacking, where they show companies their insecurities and get paid for it.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I think you're right, Bonnie. There are options out there, Ricky, for this guy, had he wanted to. He wanted to do the hacking, and you know, that's what he ended up doing, it sounds like.
Well,
now, I don't feel bad if it's a federal government target, but on the other hand, if they're paying paying a ransom is just coming out of the taxpayers' pockets. So,
well, I thought of that, too, when you guys were saying that. And I totally agree with what you were saying about Anonymous and some of these guys, because I've heard them talk before. And they said things about, quote, conspiracy. They're just dead wrong. But one thing I will say, an interesting note, I am going to, next month when I get my new device, go back down the rabbit hole into the underground groups, and I'll tell you why. There's a very long piece of footage that one of the people by the name of Nick actually shot of me in all my getup, everything, the hat, the duster, the Southern Cross, playing with my .45, cocking it back and loading it. It was uploaded to YouTube, but I never paid any mind to it. You know, I'd have to find out a description to ever find it. You know, but I'm going to be going down the rabbit hole next month and looking up some more.
Well, nice knowing you, Ricky. Thanks for the call tonight. He's going down the rabbit hole. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We were talking earlier.
Has anyone ever found these videos of Ricky and his leather duster with his .44 and...
wearing a Confederate flag as a cape or whatever. He says on his back. I'm not sure what he means by that.
Yeah, I don't know. But we were talking earlier in the show tonight about these hackers who are apparently freezing some computer systems within the U.S. federal government. I think it was the Department of Energy, if I recall correctly, they've come down with some ransomware. They've been infected. And for listeners that don't know what ransomware is, it essentially locks out your files. It infects your computer system. It makes it so you cannot use the computer system at all.
Wait, this is related to the same hackers that we listened to their video?
No, doesn't appear to be related.
Oh, okay.
So the hackers from the video we were listening to, which we couldn't find any evidence that they've actually had success, they had said they were going to be attacking the European banking system. The hackers who are actually in the news for doing things are just simply what appears to be a ransomware group. And, you know, these guys don't have any kind of principles, right? Like, they're just out to get money. They just want to lock up people's computers, so they go and get Monero and then pay the ransom, and then they unlock the computers. So it's not like they're going to shut down the government bureaucracies permanently. They're likely going to get paid. I mean, because unless they have backups of all of their systems, which they should, but you know, not everybody has those things as much as you would like to believe. So if you don't have a backup of your computer system, you may want to consider doing that and, you know, investing in whatever kind of backup hardware or backup software that you need to make sure you can make what they call off-site backups, or at the very least, a on-site backup that is on a physical drive disconnected from your computer. Because if they if you get infected with ransomware and you don't have a backup, you basically have to pay. You have to pay. Because otherwise, the only other option is that you take your backup, you wipe out your system entirely, which will kill the ransomware, but it also kills your entire system. So you have to have those files somewhere that you can get access to. So if you haven't taken the time to do this, this is a learning opportunity for you to keep those critical files somewhere. There are online backup systems that cost very, very little. I think there probably are some free ones, but you probably want to pay for it, especially if you have some very important files and very important, you know, whether it's your graphics or documents, the things that you really need to keep safe. They do hit average people with this stuff. It's not only the government agencies that end up...
They're happy to take ransom from anybody.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Now, they're going to adjust the ransom that they charge based on who they think the victim is. So if it's you're just an average person, they're not going to hit you as hard as they're going to hit the federal government Department of Education, right? Like, the Department of Education may have to pay $100,000, I don't know, I'm just picking a number out of thin air, in Monero, and the average person may only have to pay, you know, $500 or $1,000.
If someone is in their car smoking weed, driving around, listening to this episode, I apologize for Mark's
alarm. The Mexico City police there in the background. Yeah. So anyway, that's what we were talking about earlier tonight. You can join the show here if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. And, Bonnie, you had a story tonight about the...
The nice thing about Mexico City is I hear a siren and I'm not scared.
Indeed. Bonnie, you had a story about apparently the latest FBI target of the Muslim variety. Somebody who they roped in, as they've been doing for the last two decades, roped into another quote-unquote terrorist plot that we've heard about so many times on the air over the years. Mark, you and I must have reported on 36 of these in the last two decades, and there's been at least 200 as of the last time we reported on this, which was like several years ago, of these incidents where they just find some sucker and they manage to gin that person up into a quote-unquote terrorist.
There are things in this story that make it even worse than the average one.
Really?
Like, yeah, it's bad when they do it to any normally capable 30-year-old man,
mm-hmm.
but this is a 16-year-old with brain development issues. Mm-hmm. And they were taking money from him for years. Then they waited until he turned 18, and they were like, oh,
wow.
Gotcha, we were actually feds the whole time online.
So what happened?
So this is from The Intercept. The FBI groomed, really grooming, a 16-year-old with brain development issues to become a terrorist. The Department of Justice last week, and this was written on the 16th, announced the arrest of a teenager in Massachusetts on allegations of providing financial support to the Islamic State group. A flurry of reports picked up on the arrest of Mateo Ventura, an 18-year-old resident of the sleepy town of Wakefield, echoing government claims that an international terrorist financier and ISIS supporter had just been busted in the United States. They make that sound
so... A teenage financier.
Yeah, they make that sound...
How much money could they possibly be getting from this teenager?
Can't be more than a few thousand dollars would be my guess.
The Department of Justice's own press release on the case likewise trumpeted Ventura's arrest for, quote, knowingly concealing the source of material support or resources that he intended to go to a foreign terrorist organization. That they really took his money to. The only problem with the case, however, and how it has been described, however, is that according to the government's own criminal complaint, Ventura had never actually funded any terrorist group. The only terrorist he is accused of ever being in contact with was an undercover FBI agent who befriended him online as a 16-year-old, solicited small cash donations in the form of gift cards, and directed him not to tell anyone else about their intimate online relationship, including his family. It sounds like this FBI agent was running an unlicensed money transmitting business.
That's what exactly what it sounds like.
The arrest has shaken his family, who denied allegations that their son was a terrorist, and said that he had been manipulated by the FBI.
Yeah, that's what
sounds
it sounds
right.
Like.
Yeah, you know, this reminds me, Ian, I think you remember it. I'm sure you remember it. Some of these people that were being manipulated by the scammers in your case,
yeah.
They said that no matter what, they would still provide money to these people.
Yeah, that would have been anything.
They gave them an ear to listen to.
Yep, we're going to talk more about this and what happened to this young man coming up here in moments. Hour number two is on the way. If you want to join the show, the number is 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.